purpose of creation is being fulfilled 2,448 years after creation itself, the Torah is being given, which was the purpose of creation. During these days, we are preparing in various ways, and Chazal tell us, Rashi brings it on the Pasuk, Vayisu Meirefidim Vayavoyu Midbar Sinai, which was on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. They traveled from Refidim and they came to Midbar Sinai. So Rashi says it's obvious that if you go from one place to another, you have to leave the first place to get to the second place. Why is it necessary to say that they traveled from Refidim, which was where they were before, and they came to Midbar Sinai? If they came to Midbar Sinai, it's obvious that they traveled from Refidim. Says Rashi that just like when they left Refidim, they left with tshuva. Refidim is actually an adjective. It's not really the name of the place. These places had no names. This is a wilderness. So it's called Refidim because of the rifyon that occurred there, the laxity, the setback. As we mentioned last week, Amalek had arrived in the sixth week of Svira. In the last week of Iyar, there was Refidim. There was a rifyon Yadayim. And during this week, Vayisu Mei Refidim, they left this mood of Refidim. They're no longer lax. They're excited again. Their intensity has once again increased. The intensity of the excitement has increased again for Matan Torah. Vayisu Mei Refidim, and now it's time to receive the Torah. So there was a feeling of tshuva during the last week of Svira. And that's the feeling that everyone really has to feel now as we get approach Shavuos, which Shavuos, the Gemara says, is also a sort of Rosh Hashanah. It's the Rosh Hashanah for the Peiros or Elon. The feeling is that in the last week, as we approach Matan Torah, there has to be tshuva and hachana as there was in those days. The goal is to come to Shavuos clean, with a clean slate. Shavuos is the epitome, it's the climax of all the Yomim Tovim, beginning with Tu B'Shvat, where, as we mentioned then, from the Divrei Chaim and others, from Tu B'Shvat till Shavuos, every 2 weeks there's a Yom Tov. Shavuos is the summit of the mountain. You have Tu B'Shvat, and you have Adar, Purim. This year we have Purim Katan, regular Purim, Pesach, Pesach Sheni, Lag Ba'omer, and now Shavuos. This is the top of the mountain, the Yovel. The goal is v'shaftem ishal achuzosai. Everyone returns to their roots, which is what happens in a yovel year, which is the 50th year, and Shavuos is the 50th day. And for those who say the lamanatzeach benaginos, where in lamanatzeach there are 49 words, beginning with Elohim, and it ends with v'yiru oisai kol afsei aretz. So the last week of Sfira are the words yivarcheinu Elohim. V'yiru oisai kol afsei oretz. Yivarcheinu Elohim v'yiru oisai kol afsei oretz. Every one of the last 7 days, we're supposed to have in mind one of those last 7 words of Lamanatzeach, which is Mizmar Samach Zayin of Tehillim. Those words, Yivarcheinu Elohim v'yiru oisai kol afsei oretz, habegamatria v'shaftem ish elachuzosai. That's the last week of Sfira. We're returning to our roots. The Zohar says, B'Shvuos Yipkun Migolusa, that on Shvuos Klal Yisrael will go out of Golus. The words B'Shvuos Yipkun Migolusa also a begamatria of B'Shafta Mishal Achuzasai and Yivarchenu Elokim V'Yiru Oisei Kolafsei Oretz. Even though the Gemara says B'Nisan Asidin Ligoyel, but Shvuos is actually one with Pesach. There is no Pesach if there's no Shavuos. Pesach and Shavuos are one unit at a time. The whole purpose of Pesach was for Shavuos. The whole reason why Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim was in order to receive the Torah at Har Sinai. So the Cheirus that we experienced when we left Mitzrayim was a physical freedom. The true freedom was not until Shavuos. When we heard the Yovel, when we heard the sound of the ram's horn, the Yovel, the shofar of Yitzchak, as Rashi brings, B'mshoicha Yovel, is that shofar shel Eloi shel Yitzchak Hoya. When Klal Yisrael heard that shofar being sounded, we were freed, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, Paska Zu Hamasam, the impurities, all the contamination, beginning with Chet Eitz Hadas, was removed as Klal Yisrael stood by Har Sinai. And after the tshuva, and after the final hachanos that were made in the last week of Sfira, we reached that level of yovel, everyone returned to their roots. And had we remained on that level, we would have experienced the Olam HaTikun at that time. The Zohar therefore sees Shavuos as the day, the future Geula will be Shavuos time, being that that was the day when we experienced the left horn, the horn of the Shofar of the left side. And we're waiting for the Shofar Gadol, Takap HaShofar Gadol L'Cheruseinu. V'hoya b'yayim ha'hu yitokap HaShofar Gadol. So Shavuos is certainly a very appropriate time as we come to the end of the Pesach season, because Pesach and Shavuos are really one unit of time, with Sfira being the Chol HaMoed in between, as the Ramban says. So therefore, it's not a contradiction to that which the Gemara says, B'nisan Asidin Ligoyel. It's one Yom Tov, especially this year that it was Erev Pesach Shecholiyos B'Shabbos, the very special year that we are experiencing. Now we come actually to the high point of the year, which is this week, next week, with Zman Matan Teresenu, purpose of creation. And every year we read Parashat Nasai in the vicinity of Shavuos, and usually it is the Shabbos after Shavuos. This year, which is a rarity, we get to read Parshas Nasai before Shavuos. What's the connection between this Parsha, which happens to be the longest Parsha of Chumash, 176 Pesukim, just like the longest Masechta in Shas has 176 Blat, Bava Basra, the longest Kapitel Tehillim, Kuf Yutes, has 176 Pesukim as well, which is the Aleph Beis 8 times. The Aleph Beis, the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, 22 times 8 is 176. Shavuos is the eighth week, after we count 7 weeks of Sefira, we enter the eighth week, where we receive the Torah, which is the Aleph Beis, from Aleph till Tav. The Aleph Beis of the eighth note, the eighth sphere, the world of eight, and Shavuos is the first day of the eighth week. And there is an eighth week, because there's Tashlumen of Shavuos, as we'll see next week. There are the days that come after Shavuos, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, that they were makrav of the Karbonos during the days of Tashlumen, which lasted until after Shavuos, 7 days after Shavuos, just like there's a Tashlumen for Pesach and Sukkot. This year, we are privileged to read Nasai prior to Shavuos. This is the Shabbos before Shavuos, which some call it the Ofer of Shabbos, because Shavuos was the Yom Tov in which we were married to Hashem. So this is our Ofer. Others refer to this Shabbos as the Shalom Zachar. On the other hand, on Shavuos, we were born, even though the birth of Klal Yisrael is considered to be on Pesach. But again, Pesach and Shavuos are really one Yom Tov. And it's through the Torah that created this special relationship that we have with Hashem. As we mentioned last week, the two relationships, that of husband and wife and that of father and son, which as a result of Matan Torah, we experience both of these relationships. So the parsha that we read this year, right before Shavuos, is Nasai. Nasai means to take a census. Nasai es roish b'nei gershon gam heim. What is the connection between this parsha and the name of the parsha, which is Nasai, to Shavuos? The Medrash tells us at the beginning of this parsha, Nasai es roish b'nei gershon gam heim. After all, the Gershonites, they were the oldest. Gershon was the oldest of the three sons of Levi. And in the previous parasha we read how Kohath was counted. And now we read that Gershon was also counted to carry the parts of the Mishkan, but not the holiest parts like Kohath did, a lower level of Kedusha, but also the curtains of the Mishkan, the coverings. Why is it that Gershon is counted second? Gershon is the oldest. And the parsha starts with Gershon, but Kohath was already mentioned in the previous parsha, and Kohath was the second in line. If anything, Gershon should be first, he's the oldest. Says the Medrash quotes the famous pasuk in Mishlei, Yekara hi mipninim, that the Torah is more precious than diamonds. And as the Gemara darshans, Yekara hi mipninim mikoyen gadol shenichnas lefnai velefnim. The Torah is greater even than Kahuna, as we read in this week's Pirkei Avos, Gadol la Torah yoisem ena Kahuna hem ena Malchus. Even a Kohen Gadol, if he's an Am Ha'aretz, is secondary to the Mamzer, who's a Talmud Chacham. Mamzer Talmud Chacham, Kaidim LeKohen Gadol Am Ha'aretz. The last Mishnah in Ha'iris tells us, and the proof of it is the Pasuk, Yekara Hi Mepninim. Yekara Hi Mepninim is Begmatria Torah. The Torah is more valuable than diamonds. It's more that Shlomo HaMelech didn't have to tell us that, and any intelligent person knows that Torah is more valuable than money, if he understands what Torah is. What the pasuk is really telling us is that Torah is greater than kahuna, it is greater than malchus, and it is greater even than the bechira. And the reason why Gershon was not counted first was because Kahas was a greater Talmud Chacham. And since Kahas was the greater Talmud Chacham, even though he was not the oldest, but Torah supersedes not only Kahuna and Malchus, it supersedes the firstborn right as well. So the fact that the Torah tells us here, Nasei es Rosh b'nei Gershon gam heim, that they also are to be counted, but also means that they're secondary to Kahas, is because they were not in Torah as great as Kahas was. So here we see already that Torah supersedes even the Bechira. And the value of Torah is such that even a Mamzer, if he's a Talmud Chacham and a Kohen Gadol near him is an Amo Oretz, the Mamzer gets more respect. Because the Torah has the power to exalt, to uplift anyone, even the Mamzer, who is hinted in the B'nai Gershon. Gershon comes from the word Megurash. Even those who are outcasts, they too have the power to be uplifted through Torah. Torah gives us hisnasos. Torah gives us self-esteem. And it's interesting, as we mentioned last week, Bamidbar is always read before Shavuos, because the Torah was given in a midbar, the Torah was given in a wilderness, which a wilderness teaches us that a person has to have bittul, a person has to consider himself hefker. In order to be able to receive the Torah, a person has to humble himself totally. And yet, right after Bamidbar, we come to the parasha that is called Nasai. Because really, Bamidbar leads to Nasai. There's a phrase in the famous Igeres HaRamban, where the Ramban writes in his letter that he wrote to his son, that he asked that his son read it at least once a week. Many have a minute to read it at least once a week or once a day. Where the Ramban talks at length about anivus, about humility. And there he says the following. He says, Hashpil atzmacha v'nasa'acha hamakoim. Humble yourself, and then Hashem will lift you up. Like we say in davening, mashpil geyim. Hashem is mashpil v'geyim, and at the same time, he's makbi'a shefalim. Those who humble themselves are zoicha to hisnasos. There's not gaiva chas v'shalom, but they are zoicha to be exalted. They are uplifted with the koyach of Hashem, of course. It's not chas v'shalom koyachi v'ayitzim yadi. But there has to be bamidbar first. First comes bamidbar, which is hashpil asmacha, and then v'nasach v'hamokim, Hashem will lift you up, which is nasai. The Gemara tells us in Psachim, Rav Yosef said, that's where the Gemara says that on Shavuos you have to eat and you have to drink and you have to be happy and rejoice, not only spiritually but also with physical enjoyment. Because if a person fasts Chas v'Shalom on Shavuos and doesn't eat and drink and doesn't rejoice, it's like as if he's not happy with the Torah. So we have to show Hashem that we're happy. Not only spiritually we're happy, we make a kiddush, we eat and drink and rejoice even physically, because even the body is excited with the Torah. So the Gemara there tells us, Amar Rav Yosef, Ilav HaYoyma Deka Gorim, Kama Yosef Ika B'Shuka. If not for this day, meaning Shavuos, there would be a lot of Yosefs in the marketplace. You know, why am I Rav Yosef? What makes me great? And he understood, he recognized his greatness. And despite that he was so humble, as the Gemara says at the end of Sight, that Rav Yosef was an unbelievable, outstanding honor, but he says what made him great, what made him Rav Yosef, was the fact that he learns that there's a Shavuos, that there's a Matan Torah. That's what makes us great, which means that's what makes Klal Yisrael great. Ki hi chachmaschem uvinaschem le'enei ha'amim. When we follow the Torah, then even the nations respect us. And we see what happens when we don't follow the Torah, that we look like fools in the eyes of the nations. We try to imitate the Goyim and give in to everything that they tell us. We end up looking like fools in their eyes. But when we follow the Torah, then even the Goyim respect us. So Rav Yosef said, Ilav ha-yoyme de kagorim kam Yosef ika b'shuka. So there, Rashi says, Ha-Torah shalomadeti v'nisroimamti. Rashi adds the word, v'nisroimamti. I learned and I became exalted. uplifted. Nasai, hisnasaus. In fact, the Pasha ends also with this idea, because the Pasha ends with this, with the Nesiim. The Nesiim who were makriv their karbonis when the Mishkan was put up. That's the Pasha HaNesiim at the end of the Pasha, which is also from the same word as Nasai, Nasi, which means hisnasaus. So Rav Yosef says that this is the day that made him great, Lomadati v'Nisrei Mamti. And in this week's Pirkei Avos, which is really a braisa, the Mishnayos of Pirkei Avos are five chapters. We add the Perek of Kinyan Torah, which is all about learning and how one can acquire Torah learning. The first braisa that we read after Shana Chachamim B'Lashayna Mishnah is Amar Rabbi Meir, Kol Ha'Oisek B'Torah L'Shma, Zoichel Edvarim Harbe, and then it says, Umigadaltoi Umiroimamtoi Al Kol Hama'asim, which is basically what Rav Yosef says there in the Gemara, that the Torah makes you great and uplifts you from all worldly matters. And again, this is not gaiva chas v'sholem. This is a way that a person lifts himself up from all the problems, from all the physical pleasures of this world. He removes himself. He's totally uplifted, which is the concept of olam haba. Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek l'olam haba, which we'll be saying again this Shabbos. Many finish saying Pirkei Avos this Shabbos. The minhag in most communities is to continue learning Pirkei Avos afterwards until Rosh Hashanah, but the original minhag was to learn it between Pesach and Shavuos. And the goal is Olam Haba. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek L'Olam Haba. Yesh. Everyone has a portion. Yesh. L'Hanchaloi Hava Yesh. V'Ameich Kulam Tzadikim. And after counting Sfira and arriving at this great Yom Tif, we reach the point of Yesh Lahem Chelek L'Olam Haba, which is Bereishis, Barasa Yesh. And if you look at the first Rashi in this week's parasha, Nosai es Roish B'nei Gershon Gam Heim, so Rashi says, like I commanded you about the B'nei Kohos, Lirois Kama Yesh Shehigiu L'Klal Avoida, to see how many are there that are strong enough to do work from the age of 30 to the age of 50, as we read at the beginning of the parasha. Rashi's hinting to us, Lirois Kama Yesh, how many are there that have the Yesh Lehem Chelek L'Olam Haba, those who higiu l'klal avoda, those who worked throughout the 7 weeks, those who worked throughout their life, which is the metaphor of the 70 years of a person's life, those who worked through sfiras ha'omer, and were masak in their midos, and prepared for matan Torah, azoicha to this yesh, to this hisnasos, to this nosoi. And the chiddush, the Torah is telling us here that even b'nei Gershon can also be zoicha to this. B'nei Gershon gam heim, is b'gematria tisperu chamishim yoyim, roish b'nei Gershon gam heim, that even the b'nei Gershon can also experience a hisnasis if they count sphere, if they go through the avoida of sfiras ha'omer, they can also reach this great level of chamishim, which is the b'china of yoyivol that we're all zeichet to on Shavuos. And as the Mishnah says, even a mamzer, who's a Talmud Chacham, kaidem l'koyen godla ma'oretz shenema yikaruhi mepninim. So, normally, Nasai is read after Shavuos. The Chiddush this year is that before we even come to the Yom Tov, we already have a Hisnasis to the B'nai Gershon. And perhaps the fact that this was a year that we had an extra Adar, more time to do Tshuva, and it was Erev Pesach Shecholiyos B'Shabbos, and a Purim Meshulash, and a year that there hasn't been such a year for 100 years, and it's a Shemitah year, and as we mentioned, that there won't be a year like this for many, many years to come, and in some respects it will never happen again. So certainly in such a year, there's a tikkun for even the B'nai Gershon, even for the lowest. And normally this is read after Shavuos during the days of Tashlumen, the days of makeup, that we make up after Shavuos. But this year, Nasai is squeezed in before Shavuos. This year there's a tikkun for the lower levels, for the B'nai Gershon, for the Megurashim, even before Shavuos. Because this year that was such a powerful year that we were able to accomplish so much, even those that perhaps needed the Tashlumen of Shavuos, and there's still Tashlumen of Shavuos this year too, but this year they got a chance that they're masaking themselves even before. The last week of Sfira corresponds to the last generation, which is our generation. The last week of Sfira, as we mentioned before, which is Yivarchenu Elokim V'yiru Oseh Kol Afsei Oretz, is also the last stanza, the last phrase of Ana B'Koyach. For those who say it, the last phrase, which is Shavoseinu Kabel, Ushmatz HaKoseinu Yodea Talumois, which is basically all about davening. Shavoseinu Kabel, accept our cries, Ushmatz HaKoseinu, and heed our wailing, also cries, Shavoseinu Kabel, Ushmatz HaKoseinu Yodea Talumois, the one who knows all the secrets. And the Sfarim say that the last week of Sfira is very, very misugal for Kibbul Tefillah, especially the last day of Sfira. They bring that from the Kashna Samagat, who said, Ad Mimachras HaShabbos HaShvias Tisperuch HaMishim Yoyim. He says, even if a person did nothing the whole Sfira until the last day, he could still do tshuva the last day. The last day is a symbol. The last day of Sfira, which is the day that Klal Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma, which is this Sunday, is the day of Malchus Shebemalchus. It's the seventh day of the seventh week. And in the Kavanis that we're supposed to have, that's the last word of Ana B'Koyach, which is at the end, we repeat the whole thing, just the acronym, which is Shavaseinu Kabel Ushmatz HaKoseinu Yodea Talum, it's just the Rosh HaTevis, Shkutzis, Shin Kuv Vav Tzadik Yud Tov. And it's like, because Ana B'Koyach really only has 42 words, so when there's 49 days of Sfira, because after each phrase, we summarize and we have in mind the Rosh HaTevis of the phrase that we just did in the 7 days prior, 6 days prior. So the last day corresponds to the Shin Kuv Vav Tzadik Yud Tov, which is Shabbos Heinu Kabel Shmat Tzakoseinu Yedea Talumais. It is also the word Oretz in Lamanatzeach V'Neginois, V'yiru Oseh Kol Afseh Oretz. And we're also supposed to have in mind, in one of the Pesukim in the middle of Lamanatzeach, there's a Pesuk that has 49 letters. And that's the Pesuk of That pasuk has 49 letters. And the last letter of that pasuk is a hey. So that means the last day of Svira is the hey of that pasuk, the word oretz of Lamanatzeach, and Shin Kuf Vav Tzadik Yutof of Ana B'Koyach. If you add that all up together, it's equal to Uviyoyim Habikurim Behakrivchem Mincha Chadosh Ala Hashem, which is the pasuk in Parashas Pinchas that talks about Shavuos, which is what we're going to lay in the maftir on both days of Shavuos. We reach the Yom HaBikurim. The last day takes us to Yom HaBikurim, to Shavuos. The last day, the last generation, is the generation that prepares the whole world and all the generations prior to Mashiach. The last generation is the generation that has to do tshuva. As the Rambam writes, Yisrael oisin tshuva umiyad hein negol. That's why the last week of Sfira, they were doing tshuva bizman. In the Chumash, what were they doing? By Yisum Erefidim, by Avaya Midbar Sinai, they were doing tshuva. They were preparing, they were making the final preparations to be able to hear the Shofar. We have to make now the final preparations to hear the Shofar Gadol. And what's interesting is that according to the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam learns from a pasuk in this week's parasha that a person has to do tshuva. Most learn tshuva from the Pesukim and Parshas Nitzavim, the Ramban and other Rishonim. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva says that the main requirement of Tshuva is vidui, where one has to confess, not to an individual, but a person has to confess to Hashem all the chatoim that he did, his vadu as chatosa. And that's this week's parasha. Here the Torah talks to us about ish oy isha ki yasu mikol chatoi sa'adam, a man or a woman who do anything wrong, the Oshma HaNefesh Ahi, and they recognize their guilt, v'hisvadu es chatosa. Says the Rambam, here's where we learn that there's a mitzvah of vidui, which vidui, the Rambam says, is one with tshuva. There can't be tshuva without vidui. So according to the Rambam, this is the source for tshuva. Why is it here? Parshas Nasa is way after the Torah has started. We're almost more than half through the Torah. Now we're learning about the mitzvah of vidui and tshuva. And right afterwards, the Torah talks to us about bikurim. The whole truma, the whole kotshe b'nei Yisrael, ashe akrivu l'akoyhein lo yihye, says Rashi, this refers to Bikurim. And the remez to the time we're in now is, because the tshuva of this week is one of the greatest tshuvas, because this is the tshuva right before Shavuos. This is the tshuva that takes us, prepares us for the Shofar Gadol. V'hisvadu es chatosam is b'gematria b'ayoyim hahu yitaka b'shofar Gadol. The Rishalmi says, by all the Yamim Toivim, it says Seir Chatos Echo, that they had to bring a goat as a sin offering. But by the carbon that they brought on Shavuos, it says Seir Echo, it doesn't say Chatos. So the Yerushalmi says the reason is because when Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah upon themselves, they were cleaned, they were atoned from all their chatoyim. Seir izim echod l'chaper aleichem. The word chatas is not mentioned, obviously, because they did tshuva. Hashem didn't just remove the chait. The chatoyim are removed because of the power of tshuva. And although normally tshuva is something that is discussed Rosh Hashanah time, Yom Kippur, Shavuos and Yom Kippur are really one and the same. As we know that Shavuos, we received the first luchos, we were supposed to receive the first luchos. Yom Kippur, we received the second luchos. Yom Kippur is the hashlama for Shavuos. It started really on Shavuos. Shavuos is when we got the Torah. Purim is when we were makabel the Torah Baratzayin. It's interesting that both Purim and Shavuos time, we read a parasha with the same root. Purim, we read parashas Kisisa. Sisa es Reish, which Sisa also means to take a census, and also Sisa means to uplift, to extol, to. And our parash is Nasai. The only two parashas in the entire Chumash that mean uplift is Nasai and Sisa. Both have the same root. And Sisa is read, Ki Sisa is read Purim time, Nasai is read Shavuos time. Shavuos is when it started, Purim is when it was completed. We will makabel the Torah Baratzai. The Megillah says that all the goyim were menaseim es hayehudim. They were lifting up. They were raising the Jewish people. They had tremendous respect for Klal Yisrael. Menaseim es hayehudim, which is the same root as Nasai. So in Parshas Nasai, which the name of the parasha tells us that every Jew deserves his nasus. Every Jew deserves to be uplifted, but the only way that that's possible is with the Koyach of Torah. The Torah that we received on Har Sinai is what lifts up a Jew. It's not anything else. The Rav Sadia Gaon says, we are only a nation because of Torah and mitzvahs. We're not a nation because we have an army or a language. We are a nation because we have Torah and mitzvahs. Without that, we're not a nation. That's what lifts us up. Therefore, we always read Nasai, whether it's right before Shavuos or right after Shavuos, we always read Nasai. It's the Torah that is Menaseh Klal Yisrael. And it's this week that we have to totally return. That's why the Torah talks about Tshuva and Vidui here and connects the mitzvah of Bikurim, the whole Truma, to the mitzvah of Tshuva, because to hint to us that this Tshuva is to be done during the time of Bikurim, which Bikurim is Shavuos. We start bringing Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, the first fruits on Shavuos. In fact, Bereishis, the Medrash says, Vishvil mitzvahs bikurim. The base of Bereishis is a remnant of bikurim. The world was created because of Torah. The world was created because of Klal Yisrael that are called the bikurim of Hashem. We are Hashem's first fruits. Reishis tvuase. We are the first produce of Hashem's field. Just like a person has to bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem has to bring his Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash as well, which is bringing Klal Yisrael, returning Klal Yisrael to the Beis HaMikdash, returning Klal Yisrael to Yerushalayim. Yoim HaShishi, the Pasuk says. Why does it say it with a hey? It should say Yoim Shishi, like it says all the other names, Yoim Echad, Yoim Sheini. Yoim HaShishi refers to the sixth day, which as Rashi tells us in Chumash is the sixth day of Sivan. That the entire world was created for the sixth day of Sivan, V'yoyim HaShishi. That's why Bereshis Bara Elohim is Begematria V'yoyim HaBikurim B'hakriv HaMincha Chadosh Al HaShem. The whole reason why Hashem created the world, why Bereshis Bara Elohim, why was the world created? Because Klal Yisrael are going to receive a Torah on the Yom Tov of Bikurim, V'yoyim HaBikurim B'hakriv HaMincha Chadosh. Every Jew is a Mincha Chadosh on Shavuos. Every Jew has the power to totally renew himself. Especially that this is the last Yom Tov for this year. After this, unless we'll experience some greater Yom Tov, but for now, the last Yom Tov of the year, the official last Yom Tov is Shavuos. There's Chamisha Asa Ba'av, but the official Yom Tov mentioned in the Torah, there's Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. And for this, for Tavshin Samaches, Shavuos is the last year. The Sukkos coming up too. Sukkos is really a continuation as well, but really that's the next year. So here we get to read, the Torah teaches us here the Maila of Torah, that it supersedes even the Bechayra, even Kahuna, even Malchus, and the Perek that we read this coming Shabbos, Perek Kinyan Torah, tells us just that, that Gedoyla Torah Yaisim and Akahuna Umin HaMalchus, Torah was given with 48 Mailas, there are 48, the Memches, Dvarim Shah Torah, Niknas Bohem, Kahuna has Chav Dalid, Malchus has 30, so Torah is higher, Torah is Memches. And every Yid is returning to his roots now, just like Rus, we learn Rus on Shavuos. Rus was returning to her roots, as the Chidor writes, Ger Shen is Gayer, it doesn't say Goy Shen is Gayer. The Lashon of Chazal always is, a proselyte, a ger, who became a Jew. He wasn't a ger before. It should say, goyshen is gayer. What does it say, gershen is gayer? Like we say, koton shehigdil. You don't say a godl shehigdil. If he's already an adult, he doesn't have to mature. No, a koton, a child who matured. Koton shehigdil. But the Lashon of Chazal, by a goy who becomes a Jew, is a gershen is gayer. Says the Chidah. Because a true ger, a ger tzedek, and one who does it for the right reasons, was really always a ger. He was never a goy. He had a nitzitz in him that had to come out somehow. It had to be revealed. And Rus is the example. And so is Yisrael. And Parsha of Matan Torah is in Yisrael. Rus was the example. Hashava im Naomi misedei Moyav, the Pasuk says. Rashi says, it says Hashava in past tense. Lashon Avar. Not Hashava, who's returning, but who returned in the past. She already returned in the past. She was already a Yiddish neshama before. It was already there. It just had to be revealed. In Rus was the nitzitz of not only Yahadus, but in Rus was also the nitzitz of David HaMelech, of Malchus Beis David, of Melech HaMashiach. And that's another connection to the Geula on Shavuos. Not only Shavuos, as the Zayar says, but Shavuos Yipkun Migalusa. Because Shavuos is man cheruseinu beruchnius. Because as the pasuk says, choras al haluchas, this week's Pirkei Avos as well, al tikri choras al cherus, ein lecha ben cheren ela misha oisek b'toyra. True freedom is limud ha-toyra. True freedom is a person who lives by the dictates of Torah. He's truly a ben cheren. Otherwise, he's in bondage to his yetzer hara. So true freedom is someone who can free himself from his inclination. And the only way that's possible is by living a Torah way of life. So Shavuos is actually the real Yom Tov of Cheirus. Continuation of Pesach, Shavuos is the Cheirus, the Ruchnius de Cheirus. Al Tikri Choros Ela Cheirus, which is the Bechina of Yoivel. Rus experiences that Cheirus. Rus was in bondage. Rus was a lost soul that was in captivity in Moyav. And not only was she in captivity in Moav, but halachically it wasn't even known that she could ever have a tikkun, because the halacha wasn't by most in that. The majority of the chacham held that anyone, even a Moavite woman, not only a Moavite man, but a Moavite woman, could also never marry a Jew. Lo yavai amayinu yamayavi b'kahal Hashem, and it wasn't until Boyazu beis dinai u'machadesh the halacha of Moavi v'loy Moavis, that a Moavite could never marry a Jew. And Rus would have had to remain in Moav, or even if she would have come, she would have remained a widow. And not only is Rus emancipated, and it was not only is Rus experiencing Cheirus, because she's becoming a Jewess, but she not only that, she's also experiencing her status of being prohibited to marry a Jew. According that everyone held until now that was the truth. Now they realize that was not true. So not only is her nitz, it's her spark being freed, and she is being allowed to leave Moav and to come to Eretz Yisrael, but she's also allowed to marry a Jew. And which Jew does she marry? Not only is she marrying any Jew, but she is marrying the Shoifet HaShoifetim, Vayhibi Mei Shoifet HaShoifetim, as the Medrash says, that's Boaz. Boaz was the Shoifet of Shoifetim. The Godel Ador. Boaz is the Godel Ador. Boaz is Mechadish the Halacha of Moav v'Lei Moavis. And it was a controversial Halacha at that time. Boaz was vilified. Look what he did. Boaz marries a Moavite woman. Rachmana Litzlan. He's no manig. That's why Vayibi Mei Shvait HaShoivtim Shoftu as Shoivtav, Chazal tell us. It was a generation like ours of Chutzpah. They didn't have respect for the elders, for the Gedolei Yisrael. So Shmuel Hanavi had to write Rus to validate, to show everyone that David HaMelech is not only a Jew, but he's also royal Malchus. The Megillah Sefer Kosev Aloi, David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, which he's hinting to this Megillah, the Megillah of Rus. So Rus whatever the word is, Rus validates David HaMelech.
Authenticated, right.
Rus authenticated her entry into Klal Yisrael, her being allowed to marry a Jew. And that's what Shavuos is about. Shavuos is the yomtiv where every Jew is freed from captivity, just like Rus. She was freed from total captivity. She didn't even know. When she follows Naomi, she thought that she's not going to marry a Jew. Because even Naomi told her that, you weren't really allowed to marry my son, it was prohibited. And now she wants to become Jewish, but she really means it, so Naomi stops trying to convince her not to, because she sees she means it. That's where we learn all the halachas of Geirus from here, as the Gemara tells us in Yevamos. So Rus is going l'shem shemayim. Rus is not becoming Jewish because she wants to marry a Jewish boy. As far as she's concerned, she'll never be able to marry a Jewish boy, but she still wants to be a Jew. She knows this is the truth. So she's doing it totally l'shem shemayim, with no intention of marrying anyone. In fact, she's doing tshuva that she married Machlon. It was also for her to marry Machlon. She didn't even know. So she never expected when she came to Beis Lechem Yehuda that she's going to marry, of all people, the Gadol HaDor, and even though her marriage only lasted for one night. But that one night produces Oyved, Yishai, David, Shlomo HaMelech. Rus lived to see not only her son, her grandson, her great-grandson. She also lives to see Shlomo HaMelech. As Chazal tell us, when Boaz says to Rus, Shlomo is the Oisius Shlomo, that you live to see Shlomo HaMelech. That's why it says when Shlomo had the court case with the two Ishas, the two Noshim Zainais who came to him, asking him that, what about the baby that died, and that's when he settled the dispute. So it says, sitting behind them was Ema Shel Malchus. Rus was there. Rus lived to see not only Shlomo HaMelech as a child, but she lived to see him as a ruler, as a melech. And so on Shavuos we lain Rus, not only because that's the yahrzeit of David HaMelech, the Yom HaLedus of David HaMelech, but also because what happened to Rus is what happens to everyone on Shavuos. Everyone on Shavuos experiences real chayrus, true freedom, the spark of Yahadus, and that's the nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida. Every Jew has five portions to his neshama. All five portions are revealed on Shavuos. Those are the chamisha koilas. The Gemara says, kol ha-mesameach, chosan, v'kala, zoicha la-chamisha koilas. What are the chamisha koilas? By Matan Torah, it says koil five times. V'chol ha-amroim is ha-koilas, v'koil shofar chazak ma'ayid. That's the shofar, the yovel. Five times, corresponding to the five portions of the neshama, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chai, Yechida. When Hashem said, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzeisicha, every Jew experienced the revelation of these five parts of the Neshama. Every Jew left Mitzrayim. Asher Tzeisicha, Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Elokecha, Asher Tzeisicha, is B'gematria, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chai, Yechida. And that's why here, when the Torah talks to us about Vidoy, about Shuvah, it says Vachamishisa Yosef Olav, that everyone has to add a fifth. Here it's talking about someone who stole money and he lied about it and then he admitted that he stole. So he has to bring on Osham Hasham Gezelois, and he also has to pay back, of course, what he stole and add a fifth. Vachamishisa Yosef Olav. The fifth, that's the remez to the five portions of the neshama. After a Jew does tshuva, his vado es chatosam, which is now the week of tshuva, the last week of Sfira, a yid is zoicha that the five portions of the neshama are revealed, the nefesh, ruach, neshama, chayi, yechida, which all of us have, and especially as we know, Mashiach is God, chamishis is oisius, mashiachis, chamish is mashiach, chamishi is mashiachi. Mashiach is going to reveal the fifth part of the neshama, which is the yechida sheba nefesh. Mashiach is the yechida haklolis, the one who will reveal in each and every one of us the fifth level of the neshama. Because Mashiach is going to bring everyone to the greatest level of tshuva, as the Zohar says, even to tzaddikim he will bring, also la'asovat tzaddikaya b'tiyufta, that even tzaddikim Mashiach will bring to a high level of tshuva. And everyone will be zoichet to all five levels of the neshama. And as we mentioned, we are now in the fifth golus, the golus of Yishmoel, the fifth golus, They would be zeichet to the Mapala of Yishmael, especially Shavuos is a time for that, because Shavuos is the Yom Tov of Yitzchak. Pesach is Avraham Avinu, Shavuos is Yitzchak, and Yitzchak is the rival of Yishmael. So when Yitzchak rises, Ve'ela told us Yitzchak, that's when Al Panei Kol Echav Nafal, that's when Yishmael falls. They would be zeichet that this Shavuos, Zman Matan Torah Seinu, we should experience the ultimate Geula, and that all our levels of the Neshama should be revealed, and we should see the Mapala of Yishmael, and the revelation of Mashiach Tzidkenu, and Bizoicha to bring the Shtei Halechem in the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. May it be this Shavuos, the Meherav Yomeinu.